Israel in exile. Israel had been a separate kingdom from Judah for many years. The first king set up two golden calves for worship. None of their kings destroyed the calves, and none of them followed the Lord. Some of the greatest prophets who ever lived were sent to Israel. Still, the people refused to turn to God. So, after many warnings, God finally allowed them to be conquered. They were taken off the land and made to live in other cities. It started with the king of Assyria attacking the kingdom of Israel and taking control of it. The people were required to pay heavy taxes. Suddenly, the king of Egypt said he would help Israel get free of their bondage to Assyria. The people believed this and stopped paying the taxes. The armies of Assyria invaded Israel, captured their king, and put him in prison. They then encircled Samaria and kept everyone from going in or coming out. This lasted for 3 years, until finally Samaria surrendered. The Assyrians were cruel. They used the people of Israel as a warning to other nations not to rebel against their authority. Those who survived were taken off the land and sent into exile. Other people were brought in to live in the land of Israel. They settled in the cities and called their new nation Samaria. The new people knew nothing about the Lord, so they continued worshiping the idols they brought with them. God sent lions among them, and many people were killed. An advisor to the king of Assyria said, "The Samaritans don't know the God of the land. He sent lions to kill them because they don't know how to worship him correctly." So the king said, "Select a few priests from the people of Israel and send them back to Samaria. Have them teach the people how to worship the God of the land." So a few priests were selected and sent back. They taught the Samaritans about the Lord and how to worship him. The people started worshiping God, but they also kept their old idols. They mixed the two together. This continued for many years to come.